And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I have a confession to make. This is a big one. This is a big confession. Now, okay. Now, let me clarify the confession. I'm not going to come onto the radio and say, okay, this is my last radio show. I'm going to go be a lead investor, and that's all I'm going to do. Okay. So don't worry about that. That's not what I'm doing. I am not coming on this show and telling you that I am leaving my wife. After 29 years, I am leaving my wife. I am not saying that. That's not my confession. I am not coming onto the show and saying I lost lots and lots of money in real estate. No, that's not my confession, because I didn't lose lots and lots of money in real estate. Want to know my confession? Okay, here's my confession. I insulted a very nice person. I did. I insulted a very nice person. As a matter of fact, this person was a lady who was telling me about a piece of real estate that she recently acquired. And you know, when somebody wants to talk to me about real estate, my eyes open up, my ears open up, my mouth tends to shut, and I go into listening mode because I want to hear what people are doing for real estate investing. So this lady, now let me set the stage for you. I'm going to come clean. I promise you I'm going to come clean. I'm going to tell you the whole thing, but let me set the stage for you. So we're at our expo event, and you're saying to yourself, expo, isn't that something you talked about last week on your radio show? And yeah, I talked about expo ad nauseum last week on my radio show. And the reason why is because we had our annual expo event. It's an opportunity for 5,000 members and non-members of Lifestyles Unlimited to come together, to network, to educate, to grow as real estate investors, and to have just a ton of fun. Just a ton of fun. I will tell you that I am still recovering from our expo, even though it ended several days ago. I'm still physically and mentally exhausted because I left it all on the playing field, if you will. Does that make sense? Okay, so what's this got to do with me insulting somebody? All right, so we're at the expo, and we're at a networking event. It's a hosted party that Del Walmsley threw, and the people that are in the hosted party are all members of Lifestyles Unlimited. They've elected that they want to be a part of this party, so we're all in the floor of the Toyota Music Factory, which is the pavilion we were using for part of our expo event. By the way, that's located in Irving, Texas, for those of you trying to figure out where the heck that Toyota Music facility is at. It's up in Irving, Texas. So we're on the ground floor. We're having a big party. Everybody's having drinks, having food. We're socializing. We're networking. I run into a guy that I met who retired from the United States Army. He retired as a command sergeant major, like some people said that they have, but he retired as a chief warrant officer. Very, very important position in the United States military. I have a lot of respect for people that served as warrant officers in the United States Army because they do some very, very difficult work on behalf of the service. And I will tell you, I don't think my career would have been as successful if I didn't have the support of warrant officers. So for all of you that have served the military as a warrant officer, my hat goes off to you because you guys made my life a lot easier, and I appreciate your service. So Francisco is a retired warrant officer. He's a Bronze Star holder. He earned the Bronze Star. He's all that and a bag of chips. So I see him at the party, and I hadn't seen him since the last time he had come over to San Antonio. Now, he doesn't live in San Antonio. He lives in another part of Texas. So he came over to San Antonio, and he kind of looked me up, and he goes, "Hey, man, you want to go to lunch?" And I'm like, "Sure, let's go to lunch." So we went to lunch, and we had a blast going to lunch, and we were talking about different things for real estate investing, some different strategies, some things that he wanted to bounce off of me, and I gave him feedback. We had a really, really nice lunch, and that's the last time I saw Francisco. I mean, that was probably a good 2-3 months ago. So anyway, I'm in contact with him. We've got this Facebook Messenger thing. Do you do that? I don't do very well with that. I know enough to be dangerous. I can send a message, and that's about all I can do with that thing. Anyhow, he and I are buddies on that thing, and we communicate from time to time. So at the party, I'm just bebopping along, minding my own business, and I'm thinking maybe I'll call it an early night because I don't drink anymore. So hanging out at a party where everybody's drinking it can be fun, but I was a little tired because we had just gone through all of the keynote address stuff, and I had the opportunity to be the big voice. Yeah, this big mouth was the big voice. In other words, I did all the MC duties. So I was kind of exhausted from that. But when I saw Francisco, I was like, dude, I got to go say hello. So I just bebopped my way right over to Francisco. And I said, hey, man, what's going on? He gave me a big high five and we gave each other a hug and we're buddies. So he was talking to a nice young lady, and I was introduced to the young lady, and I found out that she's a fairly brand new member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So I'm like, oh, that's really cool. So how long have you been a member? And she says, not very long. And I said, okay, what are you doing for real estate investing? Have you done anything for real estate investing since you've become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited? And she said, well, I actually did something for real estate investing, but I did it just before I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I said, oh, that's totally cool. What did you do? She said, well, I bought a condo. And I went, you bought a what? And she said, I bought a condo. And I said, oh, that's really cool. You know, those are the devil, right? Yeah. Because we have been trained that condos are probably the worst investment you can make. And let me explain myself. Let me explain the why, okay? I want to explain to you the why. First of all, a condominium is nothing but air. It's nothing but air. You're buying airspace. You didn't know that, did you? You are buying airspace. So you're thinking, well, what about the roof? What about the walls? Oh, they're owned by the association. You're allowed to effectively own the interior contents of your structure, but you're not allowed to own any of the structure. The condo association or the homeowners association or however they're organized takes care of all of the externals to include all of the common areas. They make decisions about where they're going to spend money, where they're not going to spend money. They have a board of directors that makes these decisions. And sometimes people get on these boards because they want to have power. You heard me correctly. They want to have power over other people. And sometimes the people that get on these boards have no idea of real estate. They have zero concept of how to make money in real estate. They have zero concept of how to own real estate correctly. They just, by chance, happen to have bought a condo and they're a part of an association. And all of a sudden, the emails come out, hey, we're looking for board members. So Joe Blow goes, hey, you know what? I should sit on the board. And what does Joe Blow do? Joe Blow is an auto mechanic. Nothing against auto mechanics. There's a lot of auto mechanics that are part of Lifestyles Unlimited that traded in the auto mechanic world for real estate investing, and they are doing great. And I talked to a bunch of them at our recent expo event. But let me get back to my story. The people that tend to get on these boards, they don't have any knowledge of real estate. They don't have any knowledge of how to make money in real estate. They don't even have knowledge of how they should own their own asset as they're consuming it. Does that make sense to you? All right. So you have people that may or may not be qualified to make financial decisions. And by the way, they make some very big financial decisions, and those financial decisions affect you. You give up a ton of control when you make the decision to buy a condominium. That is the primary reason why we don't like them at Lifestyles Unlimited. We want to have control over our asset. It's very important to have control over that asset, as much control as you can get. I mean, the government still retains a bit of control. The government still can do things that can affect your real estate investments. However, when you own the asset outright and nobody else controls the asset but you and maybe your lender, that is a much better scenario for you to make money. So I met this nice young lady, and I immediately insulted her. I told her, well, don't you know you bought the devil? And, and she kind of looked at me like, how rude of you. Because it was kind of rude of me. But then I said, how long have you been a Lifestyles Unlimited member? She says, oh, and she tells me it's only been a couple of months. And I said, have you had the opportunity to go through the 2-day financial freedom seminar? And she said, yeah, she had just recently completed it. So a lot of the information was still brand new to her, and she was trying to figure it out. And I said, okay, I understand where you're coming from. And I immediately apologized to her and said, look, I didn't mean to insult you. I didn't mean to insult your intelligence. I didn't mean to insult what you're trying to do for investing. All I'm trying to do is help you understand that buying a condominium is not a good investment. And if you've gone through the Financial Freedom Seminar, we have laid out our argument as to why that is the worst type of asset for you to buy. So I was concerned that she had this asset. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, what does a condo run for? What does it cost, right? I mean, what does it cost to buy a condo? And, you know, I'm thinking in my mind, what? Condos tend to be a little cheaper, right? So what, maybe about $100,000, $150,000, and you get like, what, a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo, something like that. Does that sound about right where you're at? Now, if you're on the West Coast, I'm not even close to reality for you guys, so forget about that. But then she tells me, because I asked, how much did you spend on that condo? She said, and she smiled, and she seemed real proud, $1 million. You heard me correctly. She said, $1 million. And I thought, oh my gosh, she must have bought something in New York City or San Francisco or Miami or Austin or some place where condominiums can be very, very expensive. And before she could tell me where that property was located, Mr. Big Mouth here opens up his mouth and he says, what were you thinking? And again, she looks at me like, how rude of you. But she answered my question. She said, you know, I wanted to be involved with real estate investing for a while. I thought that if I could go out and buy something that I could afford to buy, that would become the basis for my real estate investing. I bought the condominium before I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So I went out and I looked for an asset that I could afford to buy, and I could afford to buy the condominium. And I said, well, how did you buy it? Did you find a distressed unit and buy it for wholesale pricing? She said, no, I paid full price for it. And she told me the price again, $1 million. And I said, well, did you get some kind of special financing? Were you allowed to leverage it, you know, as effectively as possible? Were you allowed to put maybe 5% down or 10% down? She says, no, I put 20% down. All right. So let's frame this right now for everybody listening. I'm talking to a lady that is, well, I think she's proud of the fact that she owns an asset that's worth $1 million. That's what she paid for it. That was the fair market value. It was worth $1 million when she bought it a couple months ago. She put 20% down, so she put about $200,000 into that particular asset. And then I asked her, I said, well, are you living in it or are you renting it out? She says, well, I'm renting it out. And I said, okay. Well, at least she's trying to do the Lifestyles Unlimited model. At least she's trying to make some cash flow on the asset. And I'm thinking, good grief, I can only imagine what it costs to rent a condominium that you're going to wind up paying a mortgage on that's at an 80% loan to value, right? So I said, let's just cut to the chase. Cash flow. Are you making any cash flow on this asset? And she said, yes. Yes, I am making some cash flow on the asset. And I said, well, this is good. How much cash flow are you making on the asset? She said, well, I'm making about $600 per month. And I said, oh, $600 per month. Well, that's kind of good, but that's not very good. And she says, well, what do you mean? What do you mean it's not very good? And I said, well, let's analyze it this way. If you took $600 per month and annualized it, and then divided it by the $200,000 you put into the asset, you're only getting a 3.6% return on investment. You could do so much better elsewhere. And then I went on. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. You know, someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so by telling you the story of a very, very nice lady who happens to be a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, whom I insulted. Yeah, I did it. Mr. Big Mouth here got his mouth running, and sometimes, well, let me explain myself. Let me take a step back and let me see if I can defend myself a little bit. I know it's not right to insult people, and I shouldn't do that, but I really did it with a good intent in mind. So let me explain myself. In the Lifestyles Unlimited community, we operate in such a way that we share information with each other. We do. We share information with each other. We share information on finances. We share information on operations. We share information on anything that has to do with real estate investing. So in other words, if you and I are at a Lifestyles Unlimited event, and you ask me a point blank question about my personal finances or my net worth or anything like that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. Not what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, which is exactly my story. Does that make sense? Okay, so the point I'm trying to make is that within the Lifestyles Unlimited community, we don't sugarcoat anything. If we see somebody make a bad decision on an investment, you know what we do? We lovingly put our arm around that person and we pour love onto them, and then we tell them the error of their ways. And the reason we do that is because we don't want them to be failures. We do not want them to have a failure with anything that they're doing with real estate investing. The culture of Lifestyles Unlimited is amazing. I'll be the first one. No, I won't be the first one to tell you, because our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, has been telling you this for 34 years. So maybe I'm the second guy to tell you this. That culture is amazing. And here's why it's amazing. Everybody is educated in the same information base. We all have the same baseline of information. And that information is designed to help us retire not only in 5 years or less, but to change the trajectory of our lives by using the passive income that comes from successfully investing in real estate assets. So, what's this got to do with the young lady that, well, I insulted? All right, here's what it's got to do. My concern for her was that she now has an asset in her portfolio. Now, she was proud of it. I mean, she was very proud of the fact that she had an asset in her portfolio that was worth $1 million. To me, the takeaway from her was that that was an accomplishment that maybe she was trying to accomplish in her life. And I had to take a step back, and I had to realize that she's from a part of the country where, you know, spending $1 million on a condominium is kind of like what they do it all the time. They kind of do it all the time. So now you're kind of getting an understanding of where this young lady might live. She probably doesn't live in the same neighborhood that I live in, because there are no condos anywhere near me that are worth $1 million each. They're out there. They might be all the way down in San Antonio, but I don't live all the way down in San Antonio. It's a half hour drive for me to get to downtown San Antonio. So in the area where I live, none of those ranches, ranchettes, that's the kind of properties where I live. Does that make sense? Okay, let's get back to our young lady. She was proud of the fact that she owned an asset that was worth $1 million. And you could see her face beam when she was telling me the value of the asset. But then I I told her, and I said, okay, how much did you put down? She said, I put 20% down. I said, oh, okay, so you've got $200,000 worth of equity in the asset. And she looked at me like, no, the asset's worth $1 million. And I said, yeah, you didn't pay all cash, did you? And she said, no, I took out a loan. I've got a loan on the property. And I said, oh, okay, so you have $200,000 worth of equity. And then I could see the dots connecting in her eyes. I literally could. And she realized that what she had been telling people, that she owns a $1 million piece of real estate, doesn't necessarily translate into wealth for her and her family. Does that make sense? So even though the asset's worth $1 million, the bank has an $800,000 loan on that asset. She has $200,000 of her own money contributed to the asset, so she has a 20% equity stake in the asset. Now, she may control 100% of the $1 million asset. I mean, the bank doesn't tell her how to operate or anything like that unless she does something really, really crazy and they have to like call the note or something like that, which I don't think is going to happen to this young lady because I think she kind of understands what she's doing. But here's the point I wanted to make to her. Even though you have $200,000 worth of equity in the asset and you have $200,000 sitting there on a $1 million asset, that asset is only paying you 3.6% return cash on cash. She says, well, what do you think I ought to do? And I said, well, are you charging fair market rent? And she said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I'm at the top of the market on the rent. And I said, well, the odds of you raising the rent are going to be very difficult. By the way, how long has that resident been living in that condominium? She said, well, I just got it leased out about two months ago. And I said, oh, how long did you sign the lease for? Is it a 1-year lease? She said, yeah, it's a 1-year lease. And I said, well, here's the problem. You can't change the rent in the next 10 months because you signed a lease. You agreed on price and terms and other conditions as a part of that lease. And basically, you told that resident that you're going to charge the same amount of money for the entire year. And even if you think you could raise the rents, you can't raise the rent. So you're not going to be able to do anything to increase that cash on cash return. She said, well, what's wrong with 3.6% return on investment? And I said, well, here's the problem with 3.6% return on investment. There are a myriad of properties out there that you could have bought that would return at least an 8% return on investment cash on cash. She said, what? What do you mean by that? And I said, well, you're getting 3.6%, but had you taken that $200,000 and had you bought, say, 7 or 8 single family houses, all paying you 8% return on investment on the cash on cash, you would be in a much better position financially. You'd be making well more than $600 per month on the asset. As a matter of fact, what we probably ought to do is we probably ought to break this down for those of you listening, because what I was trying to convey to her is that the $1 million condo may have been a goal that you set in a portion of your life. And that may have been a realistic goal that you were trying to achieve and you finally achieved it. And good on you for doing that. But now that you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you have to look at real estate in a completely different light. You have to look at real estate based on the rates of return. You have to look at real estate based on the fact that we make money 5 different ways in the single family space. And unfortunately, this young lady, well, she got an opportunity to meet me and I was in full-blown Lifestyles Unlimited mode. And, you know, I just insulted her. That's all I did. But I didn't do it with malice. Let me be very, very clear. I did not do it with malice. I did it with love. And I did it from the standpoint of I want this person, even though I just met her, I want her to be successful. I want her to get all the value out of real estate investing that I got out of real estate investing. I want her to get all the value of a Lifestyles Unlimited membership that I've received as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And, you know, I would be happy if her net worth just like blew way past mine instantaneously, because that'd be really cool. So what advice did I have for her regarding the condo? Because I'd already explained to her that her cash on cash return is a little bit low. I did go on to explain to her, because she bought the asset at retail pricing, there was no equity capture in the deal. She paid full retail price. And then I asked her, I said, how old is the unit? She said, well, it's about 5 years old. And I said, did you have any repairs done when you bought the property? She said, well, we had an inspection done and everything seemed to be in good working order. So everything was good to go. And I said, okay, well, that's good. That's good. But did you look at the age of the different systems, and did you make a calculation for their potential lifespan? Because you have things like HVAC that has a particular lifespan. You have plumbing fixtures that have a particular lifespan. So all of these different systems within the property, they have a lifespan. Does that make sense? Okay, so chances are, with a five-year-old property, the systems in that property are probably going to be okay. But here's the thing. She doesn't know what the lifespan is of those systems, so she doesn't know if she's going to have a big repair bill coming up in the future, because she didn't analyze that. She only went with the fact that everything was working now, so it must work in the future, right? Well, the problem is things break. And if a big system breaks in the next year or two, she might have a big repair bill that she wasn't counting on. So what was my advice? What did I tell her that she ought to do? I told her she ought to sell the asset. But I told her she should not sell it until she has owned it for a year and a day. And she looked at me like, oh, wait a minute, you're telling me to sell it, but you're telling me to wait to sell it? She didn't understand the difference between short-term and long-term capital gains taxes. Yeah, so I explained to her the difference between short-term and long-term capital gains taxes. So she said, oh, that's why you want me to wait for a year and a day. But then she was kind of hesitant. She said, but if I'm waiting another, say, 10 months to sell this particular property, I kind of like the property. I kind of like the location. I mean, it's got a lot of neat things going for it. And I said, but here's the problem. What happens when you're 70 years old and you still have this asset and it's not producing enough cash flow for you? I mean, it's pretty. You can talk to people about how nice it is, but at the end of the day, it's not producing the cash flow that other types of assets can produce for you. I then went on to explain to her that had she taken that $200,000, she could have bought 8 single family houses in various markets across the United States of America. And she could have bought 8. Yes, 8. Not 1, but 8. And how did I get to that number? Okay, I took the $200,000 that she put into the condo, and I said, I know that in the San Antonio market, because I was just looking at my emails, and I received information on a property that's available in the greater San Antonio market that requires a cash out of pocket of $25,000. If she had $200,000, how many of those could she buy? 8, right? Okay, so she could buy 8. Now, the after repair value of this particular asset that came into my inbox is $197,000. If you multiply that number, that $197,000, by 8, you come up with $1,576,000. That's $576,000 more than the value of her condo. You starting to see it? She would control more real estate by numbers, and she would control more real estate by value, much more real estate. Here's the other thing that you need to know. This particular asset that came into my inbox, it is showing a $373 per month cash flow. $373 per month. If I multiply that $373 per month by 8, she winds up with $2,984 in cash flow. So I've got to ask you, what's a bigger number, $2,984 or $600? Starting to see it now, aren't you? It's making sense to you, isn't it? She could have taken that $200,000, bought distressed real estate, and be in a better financial position from a cash flow standpoint. I mean, there's a big difference between $2,984 and $600 a month, right? You see it. I see it. But she didn't see it at the time. At the time she bought this thing, she was trying to accomplish a specific goal that she set for herself in her life. She wanted to own a piece of real estate that was worth at least $1 million. She felt that by owning that asset at $1 million, she would be worth $1 million. But at the end of the day, she was only worth $200,000 because that's the only amount of equity that she had in that asset. So even though the value of the asset is $1 million, she only has $200,000 worth of net worth. But conversely, had she bought 8 single family houses at $25,000 per house, she would have $1,576,000 in value. I know I keep harping on this, but I want you to understand that there is more money to be made in smaller distressed properties than those big, shiny, glamorous properties that everybody wants to sell you. Those big, shiny, glamorous properties, they have a place, but not for you as a real estate investor. So my advice to her was hold that asset for a year and a day, sell that asset. Take all of your money out of that asset. Don't worry about if you made money or lost money. Get your money out of that asset and then turn around and start buying assets the Lifestyles Unlimited way. Look, if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, all you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the button that says Join Free Workshop. Now, you're not going to actually join a free workshop that's in progress, but you're going to get yourself scheduled for a free workshop that makes sense for you. Take the education and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.